We do seem to have a problem of developing sati. Sati, this awareness, yeah? Being aware of the breath going in, being aware of the breath going out, knowing that the breath is deep or shallow, it is fast or slow, it is calm or restless. This knowingness. We can force our concentration on the tip of the nose, or we can force our concentration of the Buddha, and thereby developing some sort of mindfulness of the breath, some sort of mindfulness of the Buddha, but we do not develop sati. Sati is the key for our practice. Without sati, we cannot see. Sati, our eyes. If our eyes close, you know, wherever we look, you know, I mean, we don't see anything. And that is the importance that we have to develop. And I know it is more difficult. It is much easier just to stay with the Buddha, 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 Buddha. Yeah, and in the background, our thoughts go into memories and in into thoughts, yeah, without us knowing it. Because we think we still stay on the Buddha or still are with the breath. Forcing ourselves to know. Okay, it is the beginning of the Buddha, it's the middle of the Buddha, it is the end of the Buddha. The Buddha is fast, the Buddha is slow, the Buddha is deep, or the Buddha is shallow. Too much, just stay with the Buddha, yeah. But that's how we don't develop sati, yeah. Developing sati is the key, yeah. And though we can force our mindfulness to be on the Buddha or to be on the breath, that does not develop the sati. Samadhi, the training of samadhi, that means the development of concentration, yeah, and the development of sati, is just like riding a horse. Yeah. We control the horse as long as it doesn't go into the direction that we want to go. Yeah. That's where we control. And that we then then we are just becoming one with the horse. And only when it goes out of the right track, then we pull it in, then we rein it in. Not constantly, yeah, forcing it. Because then it will throw us off. Or the other simile is, yeah, dancing on a rope, yeah. We have constantly either go to the left or to the right, yeah, in order to stay in the middle and to stay balanced. Yeah? That's why samadhi is also a training of the Majjhima Paṭipaṭṭhāna, the middle way of practice. Not going into the either extreme of extreme control, controlling the breath or controlling, you know, forcing the breath, forcing the attention on the breath or forcing the attention of the Buddha, yeah? But only when it is necessary. Yeah? When the mind goes out, then we force it to bring it back. Yeah? Once the mind stays on the Buddha or on the breath, then we relax, then we are with the breath, then we go into the breath, then we fall into the breath or we fall into the Buddha. Yeah? Once the mind or the citta goes out again, you know, then we force it to come back. Yeah? That is, I mean, remember the simile of riding a horse. Yeah? If you ever have ridden a horse, then you know. Yeah? You cannot constantly force it. Yeah, I mean, it will throw you off and you might break your neck. Yeah? When we constantly force our attention, yeah, we might get mindful for a certain amount of time and then then we might get headache and so on. Yeah, or get frustrated and so on. And whatever. Yeah? So remember this, yeah? And when you're really doing samadhi, you will see it is a constant, yeah? It is a constant balancing up, yeah? Balancing act, yeah? Constantly, I mean, you go to the left, you know, and then you balance to the right, and you balance against the left, yeah? So that you can stay on the middle path, yeah? So you can stay on the on the middle of the rope, you know, and don't fall off in either direction. That is samadhi. I understand we are used to, since childhood, we are used to control things. We are controlling our behavior. Instead of observing our behavior, we are controlling the breath. Instead of observing the breath, we are controlling the Buddha instead of observing the Buddha. Because this observance is that what leads to sati. It's that what leads to the knowingness of the object that we observe. All what we need to do is for the concentration to stay at that point. To stay either at the Buddha or to stay at the breath. That's all. But we have to get the hang of it. Just like dancing on a rope, we have to get the hang of it to constantly balance it out. Then you will see it. If you get acquainted with the samadhi practice, you will see it. It's a constant of balance. Not to give in. When we notice the chitta goes out, wants to go out, then we don't give in. And the chitta is calm, then we relax, and then the chitta, we see the chitta goes out, then we curb it in. Sometimes it wants to go out in feelings. And look, what kind of feelings it is. Sometimes it wants to go to the sensation. Sometimes it wants to go to a thought. Sometimes it wants to go to a memory. And we see it, and we don't allow it. So we curb it in at the right time so that we don't have to really force it back. And this is the constantly dancing of the rope. I don't know how else to explain it. It is very difficult, to explain the proper way. When I say, don't force it, of course we need some sort of, pulling it back. That's some sort of force. But we shouldn't force it all the time. We should become one with the breath or one with the Buddha. That's our objective. And know it. And not just going into the feeling once the mind gets calm. Once the mind gets calm, some people get really sleepy. Other people, they go into the feeling, and the feeling of peacefulness, the feeling of joy, or the feeling of happiness. That is not the samadhi practice. Samadhi practice, when we when we sit down, we tell ourselves, okay, now for the next hour or for the next 2 hours, I'm just staying with my Buddha. And whatever is not the Buddha is brought in by the kilesas. Or I stay with the breath, whatever is not the breath, or whatever is not the attention or the knowing about the breath, is brought in by the kilesas. And then you see the power of the kilesas. They're constantly there. They're constantly there. Not liking this, not liking that, wanting to move from this side to that side, sitting up straight or going, sitting wicked, whatever. Constantly wanting this and wanting that. And there we can clearly see the power of the kilesas just by closing our eyes for 5 or 10 minutes, and then we see, then we see who is the Lord in the house. Then we see who has the power over us. We constantly give in. So remember this. Remember the simile of riding a horse. As long as it goes on the right track, you don't do anything. You give yourself into the riding rhythm of the horse. Just like you give yourself into the breath rhythm. It just goes in and goes out. But knowing. Being with it, not falling asleep, not going into the feelings that arise and so on. The moment you notice that the horse is going off the track, then you rein it in. But that doesn't take very long. Rein it in. Maybe in the beginning, there's a lot of reining in because the horse doesn't want to stay in one track. But later on, this reining in becomes too much. Okay, understood? I think I have nothing more to say today. Yeah? Just remember this about the training of samadhi. Yeah? I gave a lot of talks in the last few weeks. Yeah? So, just this, and this is very important. Yeah? Developing sati, it is of utmost importance. Knowing what we are doing, knowing the effect of our doing, or of our speech, and knowing why we are doing something. Yeah? Our daily reflection should give us a hint on what we are doing, why we are doing, and what the results of our doing is. Be it at the meal, be it, at Pindapat. Where are you at Pindapat? Yeah? Are you with the Buddha or are you somewhere else? Or when we do washing our boats, where are we? Where? Hardly see anybody not being there, His mind or his chitta has already gone out while the hands wash the boat, Training, And do the reflection, Shall I ask everybody, shall I ask every day, did you do your reflection, Did you do it? I mean, you have to become self-sufficient. I don't know how long I still will be here. So you have to learn. And you have to train and see where the problems are so that you can ask me, how to overcome this problem or that problem. Otherwise, it's just a waste of time if you don't use this perfect, it's a perfect surrounding. It's a perfect place. It's not too big. It's not too small. Not too many people, not too few people, which can just live comfortably here in this monastery. So use the time very well. That's all what I want to say today.